going to call the Health Education and Welfare Committee meeting to order. I'd like to ask Ms. Deer if she will give us the invocation, please.
Dear God, we thank you for this beautiful day. Lord, we ask your blessings be upon this meeting and that you guide us in all our decisions for the betterment of our nation. Lord, we thank you for all the blessings of life and for all those who are here to hear about the business of the nation. Thank you for all these things, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Go.
For the roll call, Representative Scott is excused for the meeting today. I'd like all of you to remember him in your prayers for his wife. Roll call, please.
Johnny Green?
Present.
Joyce Deer?
Present.
Dodie Barnett?
Present.
James Jennings?
Here.
Rufus Scott? Madam Chair, you got four present and one excused.
Four present and one excused constitutes a quorum. All business conducted will be official. For the approval of the minutes for September the 12th.
Madam Chair, I make a motion to approve the minutes with any corrections.
Motion by Representative Jennings to approve the minutes with any corrections. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Deer. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed. Same sign. They are approved. Going down to the order of business. TR 16-144, a tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation approving a revised payments and rents policy for the Muscogee Creek Nation Department of Housing. It was postponed last session. What is the wish of this committee?
Madam Chair, make a motion to pass.
Motion by Ms. Barnett for due pass. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Jennings. Discussion?
Can I have a seat? Can you just explain a little bit about this? I know I've got some citizens that were concerned about rates going up, and before the meeting we were talking a little bit about, you know, if we had to do this now, if we could do it, you know, can you just explain more what our discussion was before the meeting?
This program is under the MHASDA, and they had regulation back in 97 when it first started. 1997 initially. And since then, we had the same regulation we had then, but they wasn't enforcing that part of it for non-low-income participants. This doesn't affect those that are within the low-income guidelines that HUD provides us. It affects only those that are above that category, okay. Which they never really addressed that until we had the IG audit at that time that came up, and that they found the salary compliance wasn't part of it. So we had to pay back like $9,000 first of all.
So basically the tribe was subsidizing the difference in the payments? Or that money just was never being collected?
Okay.
Okay. So if we continue to not collect that money, we would be subject to future fines?
Yes, ma'am.
Would we be subject to lose funding from HUD?
Yes. We'd be out of compliance. Because we have like 140 participants at over the low income rate, so 200,000-400,000 a year.
And so if someone is still considered low income, this does not affect them. They would still pay whatever that scale says that they're going to pay.
Yes.
So the new scale for people who are over income, I'm assuming it's according to their income.
Yes.
Okay. And HUD sets that scale.
Yes.
Not
we get it.
Okay.
Mr. Jennings.
Mr. Whitlow, would you explain to them about the fair market value, how these payments are based on?
Okay, let's say you're over income, over the low income rate, and your payment will not ever go over the fair market rent in that particular county. Because some of those would go over that. But we based it on that part that they'll never go over that amount. Some of them are like quite a bit. But then we do have some people that live in these houses make up $240,000 too. And they do have an option to pay those hazards off, so we're going to try to see if they would like to do that. Or go to a bank or whatever, that way we have our system.
Thank you.
More questions?
How often do they have to requalify or do that?
For the program, once a year.
Once a year.
Yes, ma'am.
More questions? No? Thank you.
Madam Chair.
Roll call vote, please.
Dottie Barnett?
Yes.
Joyce Dear?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
I'm sure you got 3 in favor and 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Next is TR16-162, a tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the principal chief to execute a coding system sustainable warranty between the Muscogee Creek Nation and ITW Polymers Sealants North America, Inc. Sponsor is Representative Jennings.
Madam Chair, I make a motion for a due pass.
Motion by Mr. Jennings for a due pass. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Barnett. Any discussion?
Topol.
Yes, sir. This is just follow-up for Holdenville Indian Community. They have their roof reset. The work has already been conducted, but now we want to make sure we maintain a 10-year warranty. The warranty has some waivers as far as application of Texas state law, so that's why approval is needed. But this will just ensure that the roof that has been retrofitted at Holdenville Indian Community is able to maintain that 10-year warranty for the workmanship.
Thank you. Are there any questions? Questions? Roll call vote, please.
Dottie Barnett?
Yes.
Joyce Dear?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Madam Chair, you got 3 in favor and 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Next is TR16-163, a tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the principal chief to execute a Sequoia Lodge facility rental agreement between the Muscogee Creek Nation and the Oklahoma State Tourism and Recreation Department. Sponsor is Mr. Jennings.
Motion for a due pass.
Motion for a due pass by Mr. Jennings. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Deer. Discussion?
Mr. Topar.
Yeah,
Ms. Deer.
Language.
Yeah.
If they're not, I can speak on it.
Yeah, Shimon's not here.
Okay. This is a rental agreement for the youth or for the language program that they hold their yearly summer camp. They tended to use the state park in Wagner County, and it's a Department of the Oklahoma State. So that's a government-to-government relationship. So they're just trying to get a head start for this summer. But also, since they've used this facility for the last, I think, 3 or 4 years, they did ask that they could be approved in the future, as long as it's reviewed by the AG's office. So the waiver would be that it's with the Oklahoma State government. So.
Any questions? Questions? Roll call vote, please.
Dottie Barnett?
Yes.
Joyce Dear?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Madam Chair, you got 3 in favor and 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Next, this TR16-164, a tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the principal chief to execute quotations and terms and conditions with GE Healthcare related to the operation of Creek Nation Community Hospital in Okemah, Oklahoma. Sponsors, Representative Barnett.
Motion due pass.
Motion due pass by Ms. Barnett. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Jennings. Discussion?
Turn it over to Ms. Rhonda.
Thank you. This is for equipment for the new hospital. There's some language issues.
Questions? Yeah. Questions? Roll call vote, please.
Joey Barnett?
Yes.
Joyce Deer?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
And Chair, you got 3 in favor and 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. This is TR-16-165, a tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the principal chief to execute facility use agreement forms between the Muscogee Creek Nation and the Green Country Technology Center for the purpose of renting seminar rooms. Our sponsors, Ms. Barnett.
Motion do pass.
Motion do pass by Ms. Barnett. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Jennings. Any discussion?
Yes. This again was brought to our office by Family Violence Prevention. They used this facility last year for training. They wanted to use it again this year. It again is with a state sponsored school, so government to government. There was no waivers, but just the government to government relationship. And again, they also put in the language for future agreements as long as it's reviewed by the AG's office.
Are there any questions? Thank you. Roll call vote, please.
Joey Barnett?
Yes.
Joyce Deer?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
And Chair, you got 3 in favor and 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. This is TR-16-166, a tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation confirming the nomination of Sharon Miles to serve on the College of the Muscogee Nation Board of Regents. Sponsors, Representative Jennings.
Motion for due pass.
Motion for due pass by Representative Jennings. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Deer. Any discussion?
Ms. Mouse is here. Ms. Mouse, would you come up? Just share with us your experience on the Board of Regents, and there's been an issue on your term, you know, that some people have questioned. You can have a seat here.
I've been on the Board of Regents since 2004, and since then, well, when we first started, we were just borrowing a room at the, well, we were in a room here in the Human Resources building for our meetings, but we've started from borrowing rooms at OSUIT to building college, and to me, that's a great big step in the few years that we've been in operation, and it's been very exciting because it's been very fast-paced, just getting started from the ground up, and I think that we often, as natives, as Creek citizens, have the opportunity to do such things as that, to start something and build it from the ground up, and because new things come along and they have to be done, so we do it. But we've been fortunate to have a good administrator and a good staff, and you can see the difference in the students that go to the college because they have ownership in what they're doing, and they have ownership in that college. And I have even talked to other teachers from OSUIT, and they said, the students have changed. They have more confidence. They have more to do, more to say, because they've attended some of their classes over there, and then they were still sharing at OSUIT. But I believe that the college has made great strides. Our current enrollment is 213, and I just returned from a seminar on student success, and it appears that we're doing all of the right things at the college for the betterment of the students. And that means that we have a student success center, we have counselors, or a counselor, a student success coordinator, and this mainly is working with those who have to take the developmental classes when they first start, and we're trying to get that level up. And the statistics show that our students who are in those developmental classes are completing at a higher rate now than they were when we first started. So all of our data shows improvements. And our board, get back to the board, I guess. Our board works very well together. And all the board members have experience in higher education or relative experience. So we work well together, and we've been together all of this time. We are currently waiting to hear from the Higher Learning Commission to see if we've been approved for accreditation, initial accreditation. And this will, we will hear in November, first of November. So that's what we've been waiting for. And since we've been in operation since 2005, it sounds like, it may sound like, well, it's taken a long time to get accredited, but the whole thing is a long process, and you can't just say, okay, we're going to work for accreditation, and then it happens. It's a very long process, and you have to go through the processes take years. You have to do application for accreditation, and then application for initial accreditation. So everything has been step by step and has gone smoothly, and we're actually still on time with what we're doing. So in November we should hear if we've been approved for accreditation from the Higher Learning Commission.
Thank you.
Thank you. I know Ms. Mouse has served, I guess James and I both have been on this committee for the beginning of the college.
Of the college.
And seeing the regents work together has been great.
And our work with the council has been great, mm-hmm. too. We've had so much support from the council, and we hear, when we go to these conferences, we hear these stories about how they're having a hard time doing this and doing that, you know, but our council has been wonderful in working with us on the college. So we appreciate that, and it's often mentioned, and we appreciate Mr. Jennings. He comes to every meeting, and that is good.
Thank you. Any questions? Finance?
I have a couple of questions.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Sorry. Could you speak to, is there a mandatory minimum attendance requirement for the students to pass their classes?
Mandatory minimum? Yes, there is, but I cannot tell you what it is.
So that's in our policies, that there's a minimum number of classes that a student must attend to pass that class?
I don't know if it's phrased that way, but there is. They have some withdrawal procedures that, you know, if the student is not attending, they go through counseling, but there are withdrawal procedures on a certain number of days of absences or whatever.
And then can you speak to earlier this year, I was trying to track some data and see how many of our students require remediation that come through the college, and the professors told me that's not tracked. Can you elaborate on why we wouldn't track that?
The number of students who require remediation?
Yes, ma'am.
Actually, about 91% require some remediation.
Okay.
So it's a high number, but most of our students are still first-time college students.
Sure.
And that is kind of reflective of that. However, we do have data. And I have it in my car. I should have brought it.
Oh, okay.
That's what I went to the conference about.
Sure.
We track the number of students who are in remediation, and it has numbers, and it shows how many complete. And at first, it was kind of, the completion rate was low, but it has since raised. Several of them were, I think the conference speaker said, how many of you have 80% completion of your remediation course, the developmental one, that we're talking about? And several of ours had 80% completion. I can show you the data.
Okay.
If you'd like to see it.
Yeah, because I guess it was in the summer, I spoke to your admissions department and I spoke to about four of your professors and they all told me it wasn't tracked. So I'd be most pleased to see your data.
Okay. Yes. We have the data. Since we have most of our, for a while we didn't have the data because we didn't have the right systems in place, the program,
sure.
Because we were still either attached to OSU or whatever. But now our registration system's in place and we're able to track the data a lot better. And I think I have like 3 years worth of data.
Okay.
And it has numbers and percentages.
Thank you.
I'll show it to you if you see.
That'd be great. All right. Thank you, Manager.
Are there any more questions?
Oh, any more questions? When somebody says thank you, I get up.
Thank you. Roll call vote, please.
Jody Barnett.
Yes.
Joyce Deer?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Madam Chair, you got 3 in favor and 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes.
I have a back for full council. Planning.
Planning
will be on.
We'll be back at planning during our planning session on the 25th.
6:30.
Next is TR-16-167, a tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation amending TR-16-061, a tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation to authorize and establish a review committee for the process of reviewing and recommending improvements to the Muscogee Creek Nation electoral process through MC-NCA Title 19 Election Code. Sponsors, Representative Jennings.
Motion for due pass.
Motion for due pass by Representative Jennings. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Deer. Discussion?
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is changing the date of the committee to report to the National Council and have their report back to the Chief from January 7th till March the 1st due to the fact that we were 2 or 3 months forming the committee, getting everybody nominated and in place for the review committee. And that's why we're changing the date.
Okay. Are there any questions? No questions? Yes, Ms. Barnett.
Is this committee attending the public election board meetings? Or communicating with the election board in any way in order to establish rapport and have their recommendations on it?
I didn't hear.
Is this committee going to the election board meetings?
Right. I mean, and the election board, part of them are attending their meetings too. So they're back.
So they're all working together?
Yeah, and the election board has a member on that committee. Right. Also, so, yeah, they're going. Working together.
Thank you.
Is that all?
Yes, ma'am.
You will see.
Yeah, Ms. Deer.
When will we receive a report?
March 1st.
No, but it says every 30 days they'll give us an oral report.
To the Hugh Committee, right?
Uh-huh.
Ms. Coleman?
Yes, sir.
Can you tell us a little bit about that? Yes. On the 30 day report, I didn't.
There was a written report that was submitted to the chief's office and to the national council.
Of the email that we got from the.
From the chairperson?
Yes.
Tom Burnett. I'm not sure if he delivered the hard copy or the email. I don't know.
Yeah, I got the email.
So the question is, that's okay?
It says an oral.
It says an oral report every 30 days.
Every 30 days? To this committee?
Just to this committee.
That answer your question?
Well, do you know when we're gonna get one?
You just have one.
Yeah, you can give it to them.
We do have a meeting tomorrow night. I'm sorry, I can't recall how many meetings we've had, but we decided to try to meet twice a month in order to get to the end of the January report final. The first meeting was just to get get our officers voted on, and I'm the vice chair. We also had one lady that came from the election board, Gloria Lowe, that she was she's got health issues that she can't attend the meeting, so they had to replace that person. So I think since then, I'm pretty sure we've had at least four meetings. We have one tomorrow night. We attended the election board meeting just to let them know what we had kind of outlined for our responsibilities and duties. We've talked about putting together a work plan once we get some of the documents and some of the input from verbal and written. We also had citizens come to the meetings and ask questions. And we're trying to make sure that we get the input from the citizens in the different communities that want to have their input. We did draft a questionnaire with some questions to try to let out to the communities because we weren't sure if we could go in and do it all in
30 days.
And so that's for our next tomorrow night. We'll decide on how we're going to do that.
Yeah.
We meet, I guess, every other Tuesday. Tomorrow is the first, the second Tuesday of the month, and then we have another one before the month ends. And I think our last meeting is in December. I forget what the dates are.
And who are your other members?
Richard Anderson, Famous Marshall is from the election board, Shirley Amorigi is from the chief's office, Tom Burnett is from the chief's office, he's our chairperson, and Shirley Amorigi is our secretary.
Thank you.
Have a written report every 30 days.
It's written. I'm sorry.
And then the oral report is
quarterly.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, roll call vote, please.
Betty Barnett?
Yes.
Joyce Deere?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Madam Chair, you got 3 in favor and 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. This TR-16-168, a tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the Principal Chief to execute a membership application and license agreement between the Muscogee Creek Nation and GS-1-US for the Muscogee Creek Nation Citizenship Office. Sponsors, Ms. Deere.
Motion to pass.
Motion for a due pass by Ms. Deere. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Jennings. Discussion.
Thank you. This is just another component to our new enhanced tribal ID. What I'm going to do is let Jason Walls, which is our system administrator, he'll tell you the details of what this amendment, this agreement is about.
Basically, GS1 is, they provide unique, globally unique identifiers for use in RFID technology. The new enhanced tribal card has an RFID chip in it that's used when approaching customs and border protection or homeland security, federal buildings, they'll move to that technology. So basically, as you're approaching that lane in airport, you're approaching the lane for the TSA, it'll scan that card if you have that card out. The GS1 prefix is the globally unique identifier that will identify Muskogee Creek Nation. So that number will be affixed to all of those cards so that they know that that card is a Muskogee Creek card. It's essentially what that is. The language in the license agreement, which Kevin remembers more about the details on that, but basically it required a waiver, a limited waiver for litigation purposes.
Just it's got language in there for injunctive relief where they could go to court. And the thing is, the language doesn't state which court, it's just any court competent jurisdiction, so it could be any court. So that's, we consider that a waiver, so that's why we felt it needed to be approved by the council.
Are there any questions? Thank you. A roll call vote, please.
Dodie Barnett?
Yes.
Joyce Deer?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
I'm sure you got 3 in favor and 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. I was asked to move NCA 16-170 up to this, right after this 168. Y'all, is that okay with that? 170.
170.
NCA 16-170.
Oh. Make a motion?
No, as long as it's consistent.
Okay.
But that's good. NCA 16-170, a law of the Muskogee Creek Nation amending NCA Title 7, Chapter 4, Section 4-104, entitled Applications to Include Limited Use of Supporting Documents for Individuals Unable to Obtain a Birth Certificate. Sponsor is Representative Barnett.
Motion to pass.
Motion by Ms. Barnett for due pass. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Jennings. In discussion?
Basically what this is, we have an incident that just occurred that probably will never occur and might occur again. We have an individual that's trying to enroll with us that is not able to obtain a birth certificate. She's 90 years old, she's full blood, and she cannot obtain a birth certificate. A delayed, all the documentation that she has is not matching up. We were able to get her a CDIB card, but as far as our policies and the code, you have to have a state birth certificate in order to enroll with us. So what we did is we went to the AG's office and tried to word it in a way that it just will open it up for everybody else just to come in and say, I can't get a birth certificate. It's going to word it in a way that if these documents aren't able to be provided, these are the other options that you're going to be able to provide to our office to get enrolled with us. This lady thought she was enrolled with us. She's been getting medical help, and all of a sudden she's not able to get medical assistance. So we've been fighting with this for about 4 or 5 months now, and this is where we kind of came to
that
are the final last step to try to help her get enrolled with us.
Okay. Are there any questions?
Pardon? How did she think that she was enrolled, but she's not?
Yeah, so we hear that all the time. We hear that people think that they're enrolled, they have a CDIB card. The clinics...
Oh, so they think the CDIB is the
enrolled? Well, she didn't have a CDIB card, but she'd been going to clinics all this time, and we come across us, and even the Claremore Indian Hospital was accepting her. We don't know how, we don't know why, but this is a lot of things that we come across is people come to our office and say, well, I've been enrolled or I have a CDIB card, we have nothing on file, but they're seen in our clinics. This is the reason why we moved to this new verification website to allow different offices to check that status.
Sure.
And make sure that these people are actual tribal members and are eligible for our programs.
Okay.
But unfortunately, this lady just, she's been going this whole time, and she's, there's no, they're not seeing her anymore.
She's full blood.
Yes, and she is full blood.
Thank you, Manager.
Are there any more questions? Anybody have questions? Okay, roll call vote, please.
Dottie Barnett?
Yes.
Joyce Deer?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Madam Chair, you got 3 in favor and none against.
3 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Next is TR16-170. A tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the Principal Chief to execute quotations and terms and conditions with GE Healthcare related to the operation of health facilities.
Motion for due pass.
Motion by Mr. Jennings for due pass. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Deer. Discussion?
This is for preventive maintenance agreement for anesthesia machine in our hospital. A preventive maintenance agreement for our anesthesia machine.
Okay. Thank you. Discussion questions? Roll call vote, please.
Dottie Barnett?
Yes.
Joyce Deer?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Madam Chair, you got 3 in favor and 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Next is NCA 16-147. A law of the Muscogee Creek Nation amending MCNCA Title 16, Chapter 9, Tribal Employment Rights Office Act, Section 9-103, entitled Definitions, Section 9-105, entitled Power and Duties, Section 9-106, entitled Adoption of Rules, Regulations, Policies, and Guidelines, and Section 9-113, entitled Participation in Training Programs by Employees. My sponsors, Ms. Barnett.
Motion due pass for discussion.
Motion by Ms. Barnett for due pass for discussion. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Jennings.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Mr. Stacy, will you come up? And I'll hand you this. I don't know if you have a copy of the same legislation. We can just go over really quickly what all it changes. The actual legislation doesn't change a whole lot. It was mostly in the regulations and policies and procedures that were changed. For discussion purposes, it also should be noted that I believe Representative Huff is also currently working on legislation. I have not seen that legislation. I asked Mr. Huff last week about it, and he said he was still working on it. But Mr. Huff has not contacted Mr. Stacy. Has Mr. Huff been working with you, Secretary Anderson, on that legislation?
Yeah, just to bring you up to date. Sure. 2 weeks ago, Friday, I was requested to work on legislation as presented to the Principal Chief and who had spoke with Representative Huff. We met 2 weeks ago, Friday. Went over the issues. They requested myself, with me, coordinating some of the staff to pull together all the legislation that's been out there. They blended that together. We met a week ago last Friday with the speaker, second speaker, Mr. Huff, Ms. Green, Mr. James, presented that to them. I think they were going to wait 60 days, is that correct, Speaker? I don't remember if I left. I believe in 60 days, they're looking at the proposed legislation. Mr. Huff and the Chief want to review it, come back with some recommendations, and I believe that's for the new monthly unit. So there is some legislation out there that has been modified by the Principal Chief and by Mr. Huff. They're asking for modifications or recommendations, and I think they're going to reconvene, I want to say the end of October. So that's what it's at.
Okay.
Is that correct, Mr. Jennings?
Exactly. It was postponed for 2 months. Mm-hmm. I mean, so
Motion to appeal.
Mr. Huffy, well, he didn't feel like addressing it last month. We actually had time to do it, but he said go ahead and give it to 2 months so people can have their input into the legislation.
Okay. And I have not seen any drafts since that day, so I guess they're still working on the new regulations, so I haven't seen any.
Mr. Sisk, I'll turn it back over
to you. Okay, so the main changes we made to the law were we changed the definition of core crew. Under the current law, I cannot replace anybody for any contract or subcontractor who has been working with that company for a year or longer. So that means basically if there's somebody out there pushing a broom and they've been with the company for a year and 3 days, I cannot replace that guy, that non-native, with a native citizen. So that's why we changed that. The next biggest change that we've made was a tarot fee. I understand that nobody's really too fond of the tarot fee, which is how we train our citizens, and which is understandable because contractors add that into their overall total contract price. So the revision we made was charge 1.5% tarot fee on federal projects only. Now, this is going to leave, the only people it's going to affect is federal roads and the housing division. The housing division right now is currently giving a 10% preference. Under the policies I've submitted, they will get 3% preference, which is going to save automatically 7% of that total contract price for housing. Of course, they're going to add the 1.5 tariff fee in there, and they will. And that's still going to save you 5.5% of the overall total contract price. So with that, the tribe's saving money, tariff's making money, we're training our citizens, and we're saving money for more projects or houses in the housing side. It's federal money, it's free money, it's going to come back next year. Why not charge it? Why not take that to the tribe's advantage? Everything else is basically just the rules and regulations, which covers the tariff certification process and the policies and guidelines, which were never really implemented until I actually wrote some up. So we've been going without any policies for the last few years, and that's why the law has been so vague. Now, these policies do complement the law and take a lot of the gray areas out, so there will be no questions. Participation in training programs by employees. That's basically with the money we spend right now. I currently have a in the works of cabinet making class going for Green Country Technology Center. I'm getting ready to have a meeting next week with Wes Watkins to cover the southern region. So that's what those tarot fees are used for. And that's basically what we changed. So in essence, we're saving money by this. The tribe's making money. We're training our citizens, getting them skills they need, and we're trying to create more opportunities for our citizens to get on the housing side of construction. Because once they can learn residential, they can basically move on into commercial construction with that skill. Because they're starting, they got a base level. It's better than just throwing them out there on the ocean, telling them to fish very well. They're actually starting with a baseline. So that's basically what we changed.
Madam Chair.
Mr. Jennings.
Yes, this was for discussion, and I second the motion for that. And now I make a motion to postpone indefinitely.
Motion by Representative Jennings to postpone indefinitely. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Deere.
Can I just make one comment? Really quick. On the motion. I don't have a problem. I mean, I know that as a committee, we always try and do what we think is best for the nation. I would just ask that Tara would be involved in the process. I mean, it's October and Tara hasn't been, asked for their input by anyone on the administrative side. And so I would just ask that the citizens who work to ensure that we have a tarot program would be included in this process moving forward. Thank you.
Thank you. Motion has been made to postpone indefinitely. A roll call vote, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Dottie Barnett.
Yes.
Joyce Deere.
Yes.
James Jennings.
Yes.
Madam Chair, you got 3 in favor and 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. That motion is postponed indefinitely. ordinance NCA 16-148, a law of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing an appropriation for the Muscogee Creek Nation Department of Education and Training Literacy Program for fiscal years 2017-2018. It was postponed on 9/12. Sponsors, Ms. Barnett.
I make a motion. Do you pause for discussion, please?
Motion by Ms. Barnett to do pass for discussion only. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Jennings.
Thank you, Manager. Secretary Anderson, are you, I've been told that you're working on some type of replacement program or something?
Yeah, I was requested by the principal chief to look at alternatives. We also had a discussion. He was contacted by the president of Bion. He wanted to come down and do a Bion closeout and possibly negotiate or discuss the donations for the use of Bion. Mm-hmm. Principal chief authorized me to meet with the president. He came down a couple of weeks ago, talked about the program. Talk about some of the challenges and the costs that were involved. We have agreed to further that discussion. However, he went out of the country, and that meeting has not taken place yet.
Okay. So
I reported back to Principal Chief, and he again authorized me to meet with the Bion President to work on details of a new contract or agreement to continue the relationship.
So, would you have a request for this legislation? I mean, if you're working on something, then that will be forthcoming from the administration?
We would think so, yeah. Again, we are supposed to meet the week of the 17th. I need to have a discussion next week. He would like to come down to talk about the cost, what they can offer, something that may be more affordable for the nation, and what all that would include. So it was left really open, but he's looking at increasing cost as well as what they would be able to offer. So that's kind of where we're at. I communicated with him by email at the end of last week. So,
so would you like for this bill to be postponed indefinitely so that you can further your negotiation?
That's up to the committee. We are going to have discussion with Maya, possibly changing the amounts, changing some of the services. And so if you want to postpone that, you may. But we'd like to look at all the legislation. Again, we will determine that we need visit with the president.
Okay, thank you.
I feel that would be the best solution is to postpone this indefinitely.
I'll make a motion to postpone indefinitely.
Representative Jennings makes a motion to postpone indefinitely. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Deer. Roll call vote, please.
Dodie Barnett?
Yes.
Joyce Deer?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Madam Chair, you got 3 in favor and 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. NCA 16-148 is postponed indefinitely. Next is NCA 16-166, a law of the Muscogee Creek Nation appropriating funds to the Muscogee Creek Nation Electoral Process Review Committee. Sponsor is Representative Jennings.
Motion for a due pass.
Motion for a due pass by Representative Jennings. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Deer. Discussion?
Thank you, Madam Chair. On line 29, unexpended funds after January 1st, I need to amend that date to March the 1st. Since we're extending the time of the reporting date for the committee.
So from January to March 1st?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do Yeah, so I make that amendment or Scrivener's error.
I'll make it as an amendment.
Okay. Okay. Amend line 29.
Have to be voted on.
Yes.
So there needs to be amendment on line 28, where it says all funds shall carry forward until the new fiscal year. If this ends in March, and if that's over with, then we shouldn't be carrying the thing for the next fiscal year. Just that part where the all funds shall carry forward in the new fiscal year.
Uh-huh.
If this unexpended funds remaining after March will be returned to private treasury, with nothing to carry forward into the next fiscal year.
Right.
We're in the new fiscal year now, though, right?
Right, but we don't have any funds to carry into the new fiscal year because we're already in it this year. And there wouldn't be any to carry into the next fiscal year because it ends March the
first.
It looks so that, like when this was written, it was in September, 2017 would have been the new fiscal year.
Oh,
now
okay.
We're into that in 2018.
So that line. All funds are here, so strike that. After. And then it would change, completely wipe out the date, wouldn't it?
No. It would
still be March.
It would still be March, because we're in fiscal year 17 right now.
Okay.
But it says January.
They're changing it to
March.
So we just want to strike that all funds are still carried forward to the new fiscal year?
Please. Yes.
Okay, I got it.
She just stepped out to the restroom.
All right, so that's your amendment?
Yes.
Okay, second. You still have a quorum.
Yeah. Motion by Representative Jennings to amend line 28, to take out all funds shall carry forward into the new fiscal year. And the date on line 29 from January 1st to March the 1st. Right. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Deere. Roll call vote, please.
Joy's out of her seat. Joyce Deere?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
I'm sure you got 2 in favor and 0 against.
2 in favor, 0 against. That amendment passes. Back to the main motion. Any discussion? Have you already had this discussion? This was amended to strike this out. Mm-hmm. Here. Okay. A discussion. Roll call vote, please.
Dodie Barnett?
Yes.
Joyce Deere?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
I'm sure you got 3 in favor and 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Be sent to BF&J funding source. Next is NCA 16-167. A law of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the expenditure of the Muscogee Creek Nation Department of Health investment funds to fund the settlement agreement between the Office of the Inspector General of the United States Department of Health and Human Services and the Muscogee Creek Nation Department of Health. I am the sponsor.
Motion for due pass.
Motion by Representative Jennings for a due pass. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Barnett. Discussion. Rhonda.
This is the second piece of legislation for a settlement and a lump sum payment to the Office of the Inspector General. I guess the first legislation came aboard to allow us to settle some months back, and now we have settled that amount. We got a decreased rate because we self-reported. So it's just the amount that we're going to report.
Okay. Thank you. Any questions? Roll call vote, please.
Dottie Barnett?
Yes.
Joyce Deere?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Madam Chair, you got 3 in favor and 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Next is NCA 16-171. A law of the Muscogee Creek Nation amending MCNCA Title 18, Section 2-103G, entitled Higher Education and Scenic Grants. As sponsors, Ms. Barnett.
Motion due pass.
Motion by Ms. Barnett for due pass. Is there a second? Is there a second? Second by Representative Jennings. Discussion.
Mr. Posner, do you want to come up and talk about this bill?
Good afternoon, counselors. So, the following legislation, this one, and the next piece of legislation, pointing to this one first, the nation has asked departments to work within the constraints of the budget. And so this year we are working to get ahead of payment distribution and awards distribution. So this past year we funded well over 1,300 students. That means 1,300 Muscogee Creek scholars are making a grade 3.0 GPA or better. It's a great problem to have. However, if you take a look at the legislation, the way the line item budget is set, the awards are set, it as it stands now, it only funds just, I believe, right around 870 students, approximately. So that's well under the 1,300 threshold that we hit this past year. So what this first piece of legislation really works is to scale back the awards so we can continue funding the same amount of students all across the board. So that number is 425, and that'll keep us under the 612,000 mark for the year. So that gives us some leeway should we get a huge uptick in Creek students making the making the grades. And so we set the price range at 425 for full time and 250 for part time. The following piece of legislation adds the full price tag to it. So if we are going to continually commit $700 for full-time and $350 for part-time students that make 3.0 GPA better, that's where you get the amount on the subsequent legislation. So again, part of the holdback has been that the law is probably right around 10 years behind its time. And so, we did some work, and these are the two proposals that we've come up with. Our department highly recommends that we continue the $700 mark and the $350 awards distribution, particularly because state schools right now are having budget cuts, Take my alma mater, for instance, Oklahoma State, 16% budget cut from the state of Oklahoma to OSU. So what does that mean in terms of students? 7% goes back to the students where they have to, they're responsible for making that part up for the school. So did a little digging around. Last year, yearly tuition for OSU students was right around 8,700. This year, they're looking at 9,500. So almost right around $800 added to their tuition costs. And we're not even talking about fees, room and board, or a lot of those subsequent costs that comes with being a college student. So what does it mean for Creek Nation? Well, we send above 250 students to the OSU system. And so think about this, the prices that accrue in their student budgets, their educational budgets. Many of our students use their incentive grants to buy books for the following semester, to pay off the last of their remaining balances. You name it, they're applying their awards to that. So, this is the reality that they're looking at, it would be good either way to keep the students funding, but also let them know that the tribe supports them and really making great grades. 3.0 in undergrad's not an easy feat whatsoever.
Questions?
I make a motion to postpone indefinitely.
Motion by Representative Jennings to postpone indefinitely. Second by Representative Barnett.
Do you have one question?
Yeah. Go ahead. Okay.
Yes, I just have one question. So I don't want to cut the incentive grant for our students. It's hard enough to get them in college, it's hard enough to keep them in college. So the money for NCA 16172, where will that come from? Okay, and it's there and it's available and it's not an issue. And, okay, just want to make sure.
Just make sure. Or write a check you can't cover.
Okay. Motion's made to postpone indefinitely. Roll call vote, please.
Dodie Barnett?
Yes.
Joyce Deer?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Madam Chair, you got 3 in favor, 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. NCA 16171 is postponed indefinitely. Next is NCA 16-172, Law of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing a supplemental appropriation to the Higher Education Incentive Grants Program fiscal year 2017 budget. Sponsors, Ms. Barnett.
Motion due pass.
Motion by Ms. Barnett for a due pass. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Jennings. Discussion? Discussion, roll call vote, please.
Dodie Barnett?
Yes.
Joyce Deer?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Madam Chair, you got 3 in favor and 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes and will be sent to DFNJ for funding source. In other business, we have NCA 16-175. The wish of this committee.
Madam Chair, I would make a motion to add NCA 16-175 to the agenda.
Motion by Ms. Jennings to add NCA 16-175 to the agenda. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Second.
Got it.
Ms. Barnett, second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
NCA 16-175 added to the agenda.
allow the Muscogee Creek Nation appropriating funds to implement a health career services training program to be administered by the Muscogee Creek Nation Department of Education and Training. My sponsor is Representative Jennings.
Motion for a due pass.
Motion by Ms. Jennings for a due pass. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Barnett. Discussion.
Ms. Joseph.
Legislation that we have here is to develop a health career service training program, and this is to assist with people who are needing other types of training within the health facilities. It would be able to provide more training to people who have been laid off within the health facility, and also for us to collaborate with the health administration in providing jobs for positions that are available into the with the Eufaula and the Okemah health facilities. And it's actually an incentive program. So we would do this. The budget that we have is for supplies, which is $10,000. Client services would be an incentive that if these individuals did go through the health training program, then they would be receiving a $500 incentive per month on this. And then the contractual amount is $140,000, which would be geared towards contracting these classes out with a contractor.
Question?
Chief, would you like to make a comment on this legislation?
Mr. Chair, and we've been working with Greg Anderson and Courtney Josie on this. What we are looking at are some of the skills that are needed as we go forward and with the opening of the Okemah Hospital on Eufaula Clinic in the next 18 months or so. And this time will be a good opportunity to go ahead and get training in specific areas, some of which may be in billing and coding and benefit coordination, certificate type of programs, so that we do have eligible trained staff that are certified in these areas, which would be beneficial to the health care system when we do start coming back up with these facilities. So I thought it'd be a good time to look into these. There may be others that we're considering as well, but these are not going to be multi-year training programs, but of different durations.
Thank you.
Burnett.
So how many positions will be needed for Eufaula and Okemah in billing, coding, and benefits coordination?
Actually don't have that number just yet. I apologize for that. I don't have an issue.
Do we anticipate it's 20, 50, 100?
There are other areas, and I believe we're trying to line those out. I have a meeting with Ms. Josie this week so that we can outline exactly what type of services we need. I know, for instance, coding is always, trying to find certified coders is always an issue for us. Another area is security, being fleet certified. We did have to look at that as well. And you know, there's opportunities for growth in this program. I don't know if that's like nursing. We're having a nursing shortage right now. So this could be a spin-off into a nursing program. So we will be meeting on that this week to determine the areas that we will need. Initially, out of the starting for Okemah, we're just going to use the staff that we have right now. We do anticipate a 14% growth whenever we open the doors there. Eufaula, that is a joint venture. And so there will be funding available for additional positions once we get the IHS funds.
Okay. So when you say coding, Is that like computer coding? Is that a medical term?
ICD-10 coding. That's when the doctor. They're just put into a program and number of them, but they have to be certified.
Okay. And so these would be classes that we contract, that contractual line would be, these would be instructors that we hire?
Yes.
So then we wouldn't be already utilizing the programs that are available in our communities, like Career Tech and other places
well,
like that?
The way we have it set up, we have it for contractual, but we haven't yet been to speak with some of our vocational schools, which they do work with us on those. They'll build the curriculum for us.
Okay.
Green Ranger has a lot of the programs. I believe that's where we're going to go to try to see if they can get a curriculum for us.
So I'm just trying to wrap my brain around it because right now we're approving money, but we don't know how many people are going to need this and we don't know what we're going to pay for yet. Is that correct?
We anticipate 100 participants.
And but we don't even know what programs we're going to help them with.
I believe it was about 57 that we looked at, 57 creeks, and about 32 of them that needed assistance as far as the patient registration clerks and the entry-level positions.
Okay. And so for those people who would have an option to go back to Career Tech, like, my daughter's at Career Tech, she's doing medical billing. Okay, so for those people, you already have a plan through education and training that pays them a stipend and helps them buy things that they need.
Supplies, yeah.
We didn't sign up for it, I don't know what it entails. So, this would supersede that then? Or would they be eligible for both programs?
They would be eligible just, and this is only set up for the health career programs. I believe that what we need to do is visit with Rhonda first. We have our meeting Wednesday, I believe. Wednesday to iron some things out on this.
So by the time we vote on this at the end of the month, all of that will be ironed out and presented?
Any more questions? Not roll call vote, please.
Dottie Barnett?
Abstain.
Joyce Dare?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Madam Chair, you got 2 in favor, 0 against, and 1 to abstain.
2 in favor, 0 against, and 1 to abstain. That motion passes. Be set to BF&J for funding source. Another business. We have a discussion with a citizen. We need to go into executive session. Motion by Motion by Representative Jennings to go into executive session. Second. Second by Representative Deere.
Do you need AG in
here? Yeah, Attorney General, he said.
Yeah,
we are now in executive session.